Yo, what's up, y'all? It's 2K, baby. You tuning in to We Love Hip Hop.
724 Capo.
It's Monster Bishop 724.
Mighty 724.
Top General 724.
And you're tuning in to We Love Hip Hop.
Hey, what's up? This is Melanie Durant, and you're listening to We Love Hip Hop.
You already know it's Smiley, Mr. B.O.B. Shout out We Love Hip Hop, you know, we're in the building. Gang, gang.
You already know it's Stevie Gucci, We Love Hip Hop, we're out here. Yeah.
You guys already know how to fuck your out here, man. So YTM Paco featuring We Love Hip Hop.
You already know it's FM and MS in this bitch.
From the Black Boys, and this is We Love Hip Hop.
All right, you already know what it is. Sick people, you know what I'm saying? You tune in to We Love Hip Hop, North 470 Gang, gang, shit.
What up, it's your boy Trix, and you're tuned in to We Love Hip Hop. We all love hip hop, proper hip hop, not this nonsense. Eh? Come on. You are telling me Taylor Swift is hip hop. Let me ask stupid. And that's fucking bars, 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 bars.
Let's do this shit. Episode 242.
Okay.
We back at it.
Loudest. Volume.
Yo. Let's go, me.
Gunshot.
Who's that?
Who's that?
So who's gun, where his pole at?
Shout out Dior.
We on his ass where his show's at. He get away, we on his ass where he parole at.
To go down.
I be hating when he's
rappers. Yo, Derek, for that interview.
Only the family in my ass, bitch, we got each other.
Let's go.
I popped a perk and drunk a gallon, man, that hurt my stomach. Doing the dash inside the lamb, that shit had made me vomit. Fuck from the back, I pull out,
feeling,
and she screaming while she coming. Got them G-Locks, they be clutching every time they serve. With all that rah-rah, like you tight to come around.
I know, right?
Sneaky talking like you like that, now you acting terrible.
Gang.
Yeah, you ain't like that, you ain't catch a murder. I'll be threat me on my DM, we ain't never working. Bleed, free the Steve, yeah, I call him Kirk. He be to himself, and he'll catch a murder. I smoke a weed, I don't fuck with dirty, fuck with dirt.
That was the hard part.
I do both hard still. I did.
I'm not a DJ.
Hip hop music.
Taking it back.
It's deeper than the first one.
Deeper than rap, baby.
We're almost ready to get into the shit. This is like theme music right here.
What's the name of that?
Oh, I don't even know yet.
Coming soon.
Oh, actually, I came up. We got Sir Bitch.
That's how exclusive
Sir
it is.
King. Sir? Sir King?
Sir King. Sir King. So we are Bach. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Tread, a.k.a. Timmy D, a.k.a. Freddy, a.k.a. Media Rick. What else? I'll bring some old school.
100,000 blunts to the head.
100,000 blunts to the head. I'll bring an old school one. K Love. That was my old rap
name.
K Love.
K Love.
You know that's from the early 90s.
Kofi's gonna show you that love.
K Love.
You're a singer, man.
It's a Loverman tune. That's a Loverman name right there. Another one. IBM, Intelligent Black Man. What you know about that?
Ooh, shout out to all the
that's
IBM.
That's how you're on your conscious shit. Hey. You
know what I'm saying?
African medallions.
The yin and the yang.
If you change your rap career, you're like, I'm going conscious.
This is before I got into my thuggy thuggies. But yeah, man, we're over here. We're back here at the Visionary Arts Center. You know, like usual, book your time if needed. You know, we got the squad in the building. Gutsy Guts in the building. Gucci Gang in the building. And we got a special, special guest host with us today.
It's Goody Gang in the building. You already know. We back.
We love hip hop.
Oh, hold on, let me give you an air horn. Oh, hella loud today, Jesus Christ. My bad. But before we get into anything, what's going on with you? You know what's going on with you first, ladies first.
What's going on?
Hey, I'm just transitioning in life and just finishing up this music, getting some video shot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Real shit's happening. And yeah, I'm coming consistent. Just life. Fuck this whole COVID shit. It's a bit much for me. I'm over it now. Everybody needs their vaccines and all that stuff. So,
and sorry to cut you, but as a fan of your music, you're well missed in the fucking
that's a
scene.
Fact.
Thank
not
you.
Even just from the females, just in general, you're missed. Your energy, your
it's
presence,
okay.
Everything.
That's good. That's good. A lot of bitches fell off. So it's time to come back.
Whoa, you know wait.
Talk your shit.
We've been brewing like a stew, like very tender beef. Like,
hey.
You know what I'm saying? Tender beef cubes.
I wanted to say pause, but a lady said it, so I can't
say
it.
Yeah, so it's all right. Yeah. Cut it out.
It's not no beef thing, like real beef. I'm just talking about like
any shout outs. Any shout outs you got?
To me? Yeah.
Hey.
Who else? Fuck. Yeah, I don't know. I'm smiley and all that. I'm just fucking with a 1-2-1-2 right now. But yeah, shout out everybody that's doing their thing. You know, Goldie London's doing her thing.
Facts.
Luna Soleil, she's doing her thing. Who else? Just shout out everybody.
I was just talking about like your people in general. Ooh, but that's big. You're just shouting out. Yeah, your fams. You're, you know, because you're doing a lot of stuff. You know, I supposed to tell you, you should have brought some crack fruit, man.
Yeah, you guys didn't holler about me about that.
Yeah, that's my bad, but.
Should have told me.
I know.
That crack fruit thing's crazy, though.
I don't know what the fuck crack fruit is.
I seen this thing online and I love to cook and shit. So it was like, I seen these things and then I made it my own with like, you know, candy apple, like hard candy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Shit, I decked that shit out with Pop Rocks and all that shit and like fruit roll up and like, I was making racks that like 3 weeks. I had to take a pause from making fruits because I had to get to this real grind out here. So it was like,
I hear that.
It was crazy, but it's crazy. I get orders all the time.
Yeah, it's a thing in the States.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it for you. I'm going to bring it for you. It's drippy, so. Mm.
Okay.
It's really crazy.
Okay,
I know you hear crack fruit and you're like, no, I'm not eating that. I'm not trying that. Crack, no.
No, that's just, but it's really lit, crack. Still. It's really fucking crazy.
No, it's not really crack.
hypothetically speaking.
Okay, I'm pulling up an image right here. You know, Ricky.
There you go.
Ricky,
you should have it on my Instagram. It's on my Instagram.
But yeah, any other shout outs? Like for your people.
Shout out Hair Flipper. Shout out Get to the Guala. Shout out Kenna Styles. Shout out Trouble Styles, Triggs, K-Cuz. Shout out all the C-Way. You already know. Shout out Southside. Shit. Shout out Cookhouse Recording Studios. Ricky Bobby. Mills, the homeboy. Yeah, shit. Shout out Rax. That's my dog.
Six Rooms alumni.
Yes. Okay.
Shit, yeah. Shout out my daughter's business, Get to the Guala. Follow that ladies first 15. get your lashes and all that.
Dope.
Enterprising.
Yeah, she got business cards in the wall.
Jeez. Young entrepreneur.
Yeah, man. No, but good, yo, enough respect for coming through and holding us down here today.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure, man.
Gutsy Guts.
Make sure before anything, you guys go subscribe, like, comment, do all that social media, YouTube stuff that you got to do. Make sure you share this video with at least 3 fucking people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. 3 of your closest homies, send it to them. Make sure you go do that, first of all. And you already know it's your boy Gutsy. I want to shout out Pat, the producer, and his beautiful wife, Sarah. They had, she had a birthday yesterday. They got me drunk as fuck. Pack, I almost threw up this morning, fam. Like, Jesus Christ. But big them up. You know Pack.
Yeah.
Sleepy in them. Shit. Yeah, yeah.
You got a collabo.
Yes, yeah. So shout them out. And free up 6 Views Uncut Alumni FM.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen he went inside. So just hold your head.
Yeah.
Go check out the interview 6 Views Uncut alumni with the Willap Boys, and also check out last week's episode with That 6 at 6 and mm-hmm. 4 and Nenito. Super mm-hmm. dope episode, man. We had really fun with that one. And yeah, man, go subscribe to Clear Star Studios, man.
Oh, okay. Subscribe
to my YouTube.
Everyone here, go subscribe, god damn it.
Yeah. But before you're done your shout outs, who you got coming up next?
Mr. Trap Lord Ross.
Hey.
Biggest hip hop YouTuber in the world. It's coming up next week. It's so funny you said that. And I'm like, who the fuck do I have coming up? Like, yo.
You forgot?
I don't know who I'm interviewing next, nigga. Like, what? But yeah, I forgot. Like, shit, I work hard. Yeah. Trap Lord Ross interview coming up next, episode 65. So make sure you subscribe. Put your notifications on for when that drops, because that was a super dope interview, too.
Yeah,
shout out Freddie.
Salute, yeah, man. Yeah, man. Salute to you guys. And salute to Trap Lord Ross. I'm steadily waiting, you know, as well as the audience to see that drop. You know what I'm saying? Even though like I was there, like fuck, I like rewatching the interviews myself too.
Yeah, because I'm editing that shit. Yeah,
I watched some of my interviews over.
Yeah.
If they're good, why not?
Yeah, man.
That was a good one, though. Like, yeah. I advise a lot of Toronto artists to watch that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen them to watch it.
Yeah. Well,
it's not out yet. Don't worry.
Monday dropping, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But Gucci Gang, what you saying?
You know, it's your boy Gucci. Yo, shout out to the team, man. We steady working. We steady grinding. Yo, shout out to the supporters, man. Like, if it wasn't for you guys, man, we wouldn't be here doing the same way. You feel me? So we shout out to you guys. And yo, shout out to my dogs. You know what I mean? Dolce and Dior. You feel me?
Oh, Dolce got first this time, right?
Fuck.
Holy.
Shout out to my dogs. And shout out to, fuck, I forgot my boy who came with the, shout out to Chris.
You gotta
hold it down.
Clear Star Studios,
you feel me? And yeah, man, we appreciate all you guys watching and keep supporting. You already know, man, it's your boy Gucci gang.
Okay.
Gucci drip the fuck out too, you know what I'm saying?
Is that Balenciaga right there?
Watch he's Gucci like with his Balenciaga
drip right there, all blued out. Cause
70 I'm hurting him down.
Yeah, man. Big salute to everybody over here. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, once again, Visionary Art Center. Follow us on Instagram if you want to book some time. A lot of different things have been going on over here. You know what I'm saying? We had paint night. There's another pop-up shop coming up real, real soon. And there's some good things coming down the pipeline. I'm going to tell you all about when we get off air. You know what I'm saying? But we'll chat about that later.
Oh, some BTS stuff.
Oh, yeah. Some potential sponsors popping up real soon.
Oh.
Yeah, man. But big salute to everybody who's at their desks right now. All of the 9-to-5 warriors, the office warriors, cubicle gang. Big salute to all the people who also, not even just the office workers, like if you're at like the construction site, if you're a delivery person, we respect you and we appreciate y'all tuning in every week. You know what I'm saying? Big salute to the people who are listening on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, all the different listening platforms. And like Gutsy was saying, make sure to subscribe and share and like and all the good things to push us up in that YouTube algorithm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sushi from Texas. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of him?
No.
Well, he watches the show. He bring me up on the live today. So big up Sushi from Texas.
Big up.
Texas watching.
Also Cali Dub. I want to send a big salute to him too. Just somebody I ran into on road. I was like, yo, what's your name? And he was like,
he gave me his like his govy, and then he was like, no, but they call me Cali Dub. So salute to you, Cali Dub, and thank you for tuning in. You know what I'm saying?
Facto.
But one thing I was saying about the algorithms and getting things pushed up in the algorithms, there's been a big news story that broke lately. With the whole Facebook shutdown the other day, Facebook, Instagram. Okay, before we
react,
let's talk about the shutdown first, and then we'll get into the whole the expose.
Listen, people need to fucking figure out their life, fam. Because I seen people on Snapchat about, yo, my gosh, like if Instagram doesn't come back on in a couple of hours, I just don't know what I'm gonna do with life. Like, go watch your youth, fam. That's what the fuck you need to do with your life.
Go read a book, man.
Right? What the hell, fam? It's not that serious. WhatsApp, that's a little bit different because you actually have to communicate with your family members. Facts. But even that, that's just like, chill the fuck out, fam. Like, I think people really forgot, like,
people how life do was anything before. Yeah, they don't sit on the phone.
They don't remember how life was before social media.
Go take a walk.
A lie?
Yo, do something with your hands and your brain.
So everybody like, was okay. You were okay.
Yeah, I was blessed. Right.
How about you, Gucci? Because I know Gucci last time.
I've been on TikTok now anyway. Like, it didn't affect TikTok.
You're in the TikTok
universe. I'm on TikTok.
You're like, fuck you, Instagram motherfuckers.
Yeah, like, honestly, I'm not going to front. So I was like that meme guy, like, on fucking.
You got nervous, your head dropped, your throat dropped to your stomach, your body got hot.
Yeah, like.
Everything was spinning.
I thought they deleted my account.
She's like, yo, is your Instagram fucked too? I'm like, yeah, yo. It's just Google it, dog. Anytime there's a weird thing that happens, just Google it.
And or go on Twitter.
And it says, I'm like, why should?
Or hit
people's
your Twitter
face
up.
Literally, like, my girl's face jaw was red, like, red.
Oh, man.
She was chipping.
How are you, Freddie?
Me, I was okay.
Niggas lying.
No, straight up.
I was like, where is the G? The nigga fucking lying. IG.
Listen, me and Gucci were on the phone. Me and Gucci were on the phone like, yo, this nigga's tripping right now.
This
nigga's
this like, man's like, yo, everything I've ever done like, in my
like,
phone.
Yo, we got to post. We got to promote some shit. We got shit to. And then 2 seconds later, the nigga called us. Yo, is there anything up with you guys' Instagram?
Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie. That everybody had to, yo, if you run a thing on your Instagram, like if you have your business and stuff on Instagram, what are you supposed to do? Not ask? You're like, yo, no, like, shoot.
I got the check. I wasn't panicking though. Here's the thing. We had some promotion to do
kind
that
of panicking
day. Well, my whole thing is like, okay, we had some promotion to do day. So
we didn't
want to post for the client, right?
Uh-huh.
However, they can't see it neither. So I realized, okay, you can't see it neither. But one thing I did realize is that we're blessed because that was Monday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had an episode that dropped, you know, Six Views Uncut dropped episode 64, right? And that's, you know, we want to promote that too. Like, yo, the episode's out now. Go tap in, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But no Instagram. However, like, we're tweeting about it. It's on the website.
Yeah, I'm on Snapchat. My Snapchat was bubbling that day, so I didn't mind.
It's on the listening platforms.
I had, like, 980 views on my Snapchat videos that day.
Yeah, everything.
No cap. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I posted from, like, morning. I wasn't, like, posting during the day on Snap. It was my one post in the morning. And I was like, shit, I'm popular today.
Right.
All of a sudden, I got users, like, active users. Like, that motherfucker's been sleeping.
And it shows that, like, you got to have multiple platforms that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Because if you're only on Instagram, like, if you're bread and, like, I understand people like us, we get money through the gram too.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's the only place that you live, then you're fucked.
Okay, but it's like true. I don't understand the obsession with Instagram if you're just posting pictures.
If you're just a fucking normie money. Posting, like
you're just
you'll
a civvy to Instagram, like a civilian to Instagram.
But like Instagram is like a go-to thing for like people doing, you know, like occupy their time.
But that's so crazy. Like, I see youths though, like kids are like stuck on iPads. And
So like it would hit them more, you know what I mean? Because if you have nothing to do and you're just on IG, it's gonna hit you. So like for me, like I'm not gonna lie, I was feeling a little bit because I was like, yo, that meme what they had about the Squid Game and the old man like this, like yo, when Instagram's down, what to do? Yeah. I was feeling that, but I'm like, yo, my YouTube was jumping at the time because I have a video that was going viral. Probably, I'll say, I don't know if it's viral, but like
it was
40K in like 2 days. So I was looking at my YouTube. I'm like 40K in 2 days with this video. So I'm just like, you know what? I'll just watch this while the Instagram is down. You know what I mean?
What do you think? Like, you think that like the other platforms should capitalize on shit like this? Because this seems like it's happening like every like once a month for Instagram now.
Oh yeah,
for the last 3 months.
For sure.
Before we even get into the fishy shit, but yeah. Like, why shouldn't the other platforms capitalize? Because you have Snapchat that everybody went on there, but now everybody's off. Twitter, the same thing. Like, I think that they should figure out a way to like do something else to their platforms to get people back engaged in them, especially Snapchat. I don't know why you can't go live on Snapchat. Like, you can show ass, titties, and all that on Snapchat. So, like, that should be a feature there.
But
I don't know. That's just another conversation. You guys need to get to work.
But there's, I mean, TikTok. People are going live on TikTok. Even on TikTok.
Same shit,
you know,
right?
Like,
yeah. Snapchat, you're late to the party.
Yeah, so. Well, they've been falling off. They've been, like,
how
the third one.
How do you go live on TikTok?
Hmm? No, people go live on TikTok.
How?
There's the boy.
I have to learn.
Yeah, you gotta learn. Like, there's even Netflix movie about TikTok, shows about TikToks, really? You know, like it's going live and going crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy on there. Like, so many people are on that shit.
Yep.
So, there's been like a thing that's been like since that shutdown or blackout, yeah. Right? That this lady, she started coming through and, like, let me find out her name. I don't even know why I didn't put the goddamn lady's name in here. But she's been the whistleblower. They call her the basically the social media whistleblower, the Facebook whistleblower. And
she's snitching.
Yeah, because she's an ex-employee of these guys, right? Let me see if I could find her name here.
But Facebook.
Here's a little piece of what she's saying here. This is from 60 Minutes.
Thousands of options I could show you.
A whistleblower on Sunday accused Facebook of prioritizing profits over clamping down on hate speech and misinformation. In an interview with the CBS program 60 Minutes, Frances Haugen revealed her identity
as the
person who leaked documents to the Wall Street Journal, which then went on to publish a series of stories showing the company contributed to increased political division online.
Okay, so she is an ex-employee of Facebook who is now saying that they've been tricking the algorithms to push anger or posts that make people angry in front of your face, right? Because those posts will make you engage more all those different types of things, right? And like, you know, political posts, all those different types of posts that incite a more angry emotion is one issue. Also, the age groups of the people that are on Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that, they're saying that there's for example, Facebook, there's an age limit. Like, you got to be a certain age to be able to get on the platform. Right. They're saying they have known cases of users that are underage, like in the thousands, that just still got through without lying about their age. So there's, and she's been on a fucking court deposition after this 60 Minute story and everything now. Like, it's becoming a brewing thing that, like, social media is, like, literally out there to trick us, basically.
It's not, though. Well, I guess to people that don't understand it, yeah, they are being tricked, because we speak about it all the time with the fan base. Like, people ride on the fact that, oh, We Love Hip Hop only promotes the negative shit, but it's like, you guys only watch the negative shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have interviews with people that don't do oppy shit, that don't say anything about killing people. Mm-hmm. You guys don't come out and watch it. But as soon as it's anybody that's in the streets or on Jane, you guys come out like motherfuckers, like, holy, you see, oh, Friday did this, yo, Gutsy, you should have did this, or Gutsy, look, yo, you're this. But when we're promoting the Kofis, when we're promoting the Astros, the who else, name some people,
Hawaii Mighty,
yeah. that you have a Dax interview.
Yeah, Dax, people forgot about
Adam 22. We have people that don't do op shit, but you guys don't come out and watch. So yeah, they are being tricked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's,
but
like,
is it really tricked, or is it that, like, people just want to see negative shit?
I think it's both.
I think it's a bit of both.
I feel like the addiction, like, to social media now, and the addiction to, like, you know, the fact that people couldn't, like, that don't have a business on social media or Instagram or Facebook or whatever, they literally need to sit in their house and watch that shit, or else their life's over. Like, that shit's an addiction. That's like psychological addiction, like, to fucking technology.
Yeah.
Like, that's a problem. Like, people are fucked up, and, like, it's fucked, period. But in my opinion, it's just, like, the fact that, like, people seek the negative, and that's really what intrigues us. Like, people are tired of seeing everything that's perfect online. Every bitch looks perfect online. Every dude looks like he's balling. Everybody looks like they're on something. So when something negative pops up, they're like, ah, yeah, somebody that's going through something, or like somebody that's fucking fucked. You know what I mean? It's like a craving of bad eye. Like, people are red eye out here. Like, it's the relatability. Bad, you know?
Yeah, you see somebody getting like, rewarded.
Even
you don't see
relatability,
the
but I don't even know if it's relatability. I feel like it's more of a red eye. Like, it's like,
yeah, it's a red eye.
People are really like on some shit where they're like, yo, I enjoy seeing people lose. I enjoy seeing people depressed. I enjoy, because yo, I'm not the only one, and they're going through it worse than me. Ha ha ha. People aren't even like, yo, I wish I could help them.
It shows more in Toronto than it does with other platforms. Mm. Because if you watch like a Shade Room or something, I see when they're talking about positive shit, people do come out in the comments.
Dude, the kids on Call of Duty, those kids from the States, are the most foul youths in the world.
Friday, you heard me today.
What?
When I was on Twitch. No, I was on Twitch playing Apex.
And there's little kids saying like the N-word like 80 times in a row. And like,
yeah,
I used to sit there and be like, I couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle like, no.
Yeah. No, but
that's not negative shit. No, it's that shit, these kids.
I just finished reading a book called Trust Me, I'm Lying. The Confessions of a Media Manipulator by Ryan Holiday. Now,
you sound like an R&B singer, Ryan.
I know, right? Now, and you know, salute to Adam 22. He's the one who actually put me onto this book, right?
Okay.
This guy's talking about the same concept of pushing, not like negative things, but things that'll make you angry will make an audience be more engaged than things that will make you like sad or happy, right? Like if you see a post that'll be like, yo, you know, you're pissed off about, now you might be in the comments. You're going to go share it to a friend. Did you fucking see this shit?
Yeah.
Right. Rather than if you've seen something that made you sad, you might just be like, oh, that's sad. And then just keep it moving. You might not even comment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when I read that, I was like, that's crazy. And now this fucking expose fucking comes out talking about Zuckerberg literally doing that with the algorithms.
This man just lost $7 billion in like 5 hours.
Right? See, I'm glad you brought that up.
Dollars. Like, can I just say one thing? Even though we're civilians on this planet, like, yo, we run it still. Like, if everybody just stayed the fuck off Instagram for like 3-4 weeks, they'll be done. The elites are done.
They'd be going crazy, fam.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, they've been on his ass too, right? They've been trying to say that he's, you know, because you know you're not allowed to have a monopoly, right? But because Facebook went down, Instagram and WhatsApp went down at the same time. So they're like, yo, you got way too much power, fam. What do y'all think?
Yeah, I think that happens.
A lot of power.
Yeah. You know, like,
the whole world was fucked. My girl in Dominican was like, her WhatsApp, everything was fucked up. Hit me on Snapchat, girl. The fuck?
But yo, you were trying to explain that to me. So you're saying pretty much Zuckerberg couldn't like buy out Snapchat or any of those places?
No, you can't buy everything, because then that means you're holding a monopoly, and holding a monopoly is illegal, right? Like, you can't have no competition, because now you're like fucking the market over. Like, you're shaping the market.
Yeah,
you can't
own every fucking thing.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. But I'm sure that he's invested in all of them. I'm sure he owns shares to a lot of them, because if it wasn't for his three like main apps, those are the three main apps. Are you crazy?
But if you wanted WhatsApp, to decide to take
across
over
the world, WhatsApp is like used with foreigners. Like, it's crazy.
So, no, that's, but that's why not him want to? But if he says, yo, now I want to take over Twitter, like he can't take Twitter.
No, he has to buy them, and they don't want to sell.
They won't sell it all to him. Somebody else needs to win.
Yeah. So even him, he's like, no.
So what if they just bought? Okay, so that's what I'm trying to understand. Like,
that's kind of dry, though. You can't own,
like,
everything.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what if I just
you're
have
not
the
allowed,
money,
fam,
and I can
like,
put you, like, you guys are going down, and I can, like, I can help pretty much get you guys up. So I can't own, like, you guys are gonna pretty much tell me I can't, like, I can't buy the company after, like, how would that work, fam?
That's well,
okay,
like,
well,
so like they
thing.
Would
social
tell you.
Social media is a different thing. It's a whole world, bro. Like. This is, it's like a tech. Okay, so in order to do that, you have to know like how to run all these different companies. It costs, yo, that would cost trillions of dollars to own all of them. But even though they make so much money, I just think that.
Yeah, but if you do own all of them, then you don't have to compete with anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
Which
but if
I
you
guess
don't want
is
competition
in this monopoly.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you don't have anybody to compete with, then that's the illegal part. What the problem is, like, okay, for example.
So who does the government compete with?
Other governments.
The elites. the guys above
the government. And the government is not, it's not a business. Well, it's government.
I'll get
right?
into that.
Yeah, we're getting too deep, fam. Yeah, we're getting too deep for these niggas. It's just like, yo, fam, we wanted you guys to talk about the ops, fam. Like, walk one, B.
Go read a book, man. No, but
it's
no,
like
straight
InfoWars.
Up.
Right?
But like, okay, for example, if they wanted to buy Snapchat and Snapchat was the only social media platform left and they owned everything else, then it's a no. But, you know, there's other social media platforms that he's still competing with. Like, he says he competes with Google. He competes with TikTok.
But does he have something to do with Google?
No.
Oh.
Right, that's a whole different company. Right? Now, let's say he wanted to go buy Google, go buy TikTok, and now he wants to go pick up Snapchat. They're going to be like, fam, so then what else is left?
Like, we can't eat out here, bro?
Right? So that's the problem. It's about, like, you can't own every fucking platform. But like Nana was saying, he owns pretty much the main three.
They are the main three. The whole world is shut. People are shitting.
Right?
Yeah, people were going.
People are shitting.
I've
people
were
cussing.
It.
You know how many people probably broke their phone across the world?
Oh, that's a fact.
They were so angry.
I was on Twitch.
How many people do you think did that?
I was on Twitch. Oh my god! Like if Instagram doesn't come back, I don't know. Like, bro, it's not that serious, bro. Like,
people were tripping, man.
For a couple of hours, bro, you guys are going mad tripping. Over Insta.
Yeah.
You want to see what's going on 6buzz that bad? They don't even post fuckery
even
no
that.
More.
Like, you know what it is, also. I'm gonna be honest, like I actually like I'm gonna be cooling down on my Insta posts, like not even just like posts whatever, like but just in general, because I feel like it is an addiction. Like I'll even like we want to say it, like it is, you get to the point where it's like everything you do you start posting and you're like because but for me as like a rapper, an influencer,
that's
people
different.
Like almost rely on me to like I didn't post just to see what happened. I didn't post for like over 24. It was like 47 hours or some shit.
You're right.
I had so many DMs from people like, why aren't you posting? I miss you, blah blah. So today
wow.
I posted and I wrote, you miss me. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, what the fuck, bro? People actually depend on me posting or saying some shit. And I'm like, that's kind of scary. And now I know why they're stalkers.
Yeah, but that also shows that one of the things that they were talking about in the expose, right? And we'll get off of this just now, right? Mm-hmm. Is the addiction factor, right? You just mentioned the fucking addiction factor, mm-hmm. right? They're saying that there's kids that are like super addicted to this shit and they're not addressing it. They're not trying to like.
Parents are waste youths for that shit.
Yeah, but not only not the parents, but like there's ways of like making it where like you're not gonna fucking have these kids addicted and they're not trying to like help with that. You know what I'm saying?
Respect for the grandma.
Right? Like they're saying like before, like, okay, so when alcohol or when speeding was a problem or and people weren't wearing seatbelts, they made everybody wear seatbelts. When something else was an issue, like they
just
fucking
like
put up a law for it, right?
They won't let you
smoke
weed with driving now. I'm like, how is that a DUI though? Like you guys have like got some fuck
shit. So you're saying there's no like social media, like
there's no thing for
laws
it.
Or guidelines or any help for it, or I see what you're saying.
Like
there.
When smoking was an issue, when smoking cigarettes was an issue, and they were like, you know, kids are dying and everybody was dying from cigarettes. They were like, you can't advertise fucking cigarettes on fucking billboards anymore. They did something about it, right?
Yeah.
But with social media, they're fully aware that kids are getting addicted.
Too much money involved. It's a marketing like outlet, fam. Like this is how companies make their living now. It's e-commerce.
Yeah.
That's all that it's for. Like everything is e-commerce. Like if you're really like, if you know about these, I don't know. Like,
but it's like
everything is e-commerce. Try to find a business online.
But it's like a video game too. Like their video games are popping. They're not gonna sit down there and say, okay, well these video games are addictive or whatever. No, motherfucker, we want you to stay on here. We want you to spend your money. Like,
yo, there are people that sit on like Facebook games all day.
Well, there you go.
Like that's insane.
And then that's where advertisers get to win, right? They're not gonna say no to the advertisers.
Facebook games,
right? But that's the issue. They don't want addicts, and there's people who are addicts right now. You know
Insta
what I'm saying?
Addicts.
You want the addicts,
but no.
You don't think
society doesn't want the addicts?
Oh.
Facebook, and like this is what this woman is saying.
Yeah,
that there's people who are becoming addicted out there, and nobody's addressing it. But it's not like the Facebook and like all these different companies are going to be like, no, don't worry, we'll do something
does
about
society
it.
Society really don't want the addict for Insta though? It don't seem like it because it seems like the man don't want to be on there, fam.
Society is the addict,
That's like the man are on there, fam.
It depends on who you are. I want people on the gram because I want people to see our shit.
Yeah, like people want to be on the gram, fam, unfortunately.
The gram.
Like,
it's sad, but like what else? Like it's a way of life now.
What did Gucci say?
Instagram is life.
Insta is life, fam.
Gucci sound effect.
Gucci.
Yo, it's Gucci.
But yeah, man. I just wanted to bring that up. I think it's a big thing that's going to be, it's going to get bigger. All right, pause. But yeah, it's going to get bigger.
Big mountain.
But let's get to the music, man.
Big up Mark Zuckerberg.
Let's get to this music. Yeah, we've been talking too much.
We're having too much of a brainiac conversation right there.
Where's Alex Jones?
I know, right? But top 6 music videos that have happened in Canada this week.
Hold on.
Talk to me, guys.
Before anything, me and Friday do have to apologize. I don't have to apologize as much as Friday does because last week I did tell you guys I failed geography.
Oh yeah. Okay.
What happened?
Address it.
Like Kurt David. Like what the fuck?
Okay, so salute to Basmati Binga, aka the Rice Lord. Right, we were here reviewing the Trap Lord Ross Murder in the Six video. And in the video, Trap Lord Ross said that Toronto is the capital of Ontario. Right? Here my brain goes, no, it's Ottawa. But Ottawa is the capital of fucking Canada. Toronto is the capital of Ontario. But Bingo's sitting right here where you're sitting, and we're like, no Bingo, it's Ottawa. No Bingo. Like Ottawa. As if we're super smarter than him or something, we're like, no Bingo. Don't worry about it, Bingo.
And I'm like, I'm not sure, Bingo, but I'm pretty sure it's Ottawa, fam. But I feel geography, you know what I'm saying?
No. I was mad arrogant about it. I'm like, don't worry, Bingo, it's Ottawa. It was Toronto.
Hold on, Bingo said Toronto.
He said Toronto.
You got it right the first time.
Yo, the comments went ham, fam. I don't even remember what the conversation was about for that
it was about Trap Lord Ross.
It was about Trap Lord Ross, but everybody came out in the comments were like, yo, these niggas are dumb. Yo, you guys, it's Toronto, bro. You guys don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Man, we're calling in, like,
you guys got this, okay? Comment gang strong, you got this. It's Toronto, we're dumb, okay?
Like I said, I feel geography.
Taking the L. But yeah, man.
Sorry, madam.
Top six music videos in the country this week. All picked by the people. Every single one on the list this week. Comment gang strong.
Okay. You know what I'm fucking with
somebody. Oh yeah.
Six sight.
But yeah, man, let's get to it.
Let's do it, guys.
Number 6.
Who's that?
B Fendi, Back Home. And I'll pull it up on the big screen for us to review.
Yeah, let's
do it. Hold on. I have a problem with this now.
What?
But more watch the video.
Yo, what I have a problem with is how you're rolling that. That's crumpled paper.
I know, I crumple it. It makes it. It helps me roll better, get better grip because my hands is like all weird and shit. So
wow.
No, it's back.
But back to Defendi here. How is this a Toronto tune? You're on 6 buzz. You're back home, but this is in New Orleans.
Is this in New Orleans?
That's the Mercedes.
We were saying that. That's funny.
Isn't that the Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
We were just saying that earlier. We're like, where is this?
That's the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Okay.
So I want to assume that's the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Whatever. The video was lit.
Yeah.
The video was lit.
I could be wrong.
And it's a female video. What's her name? Aubrielle? What's her name?
Yeah.
Aubrielle something. And she was lit.
It's an Atlanta director. Her name
Aubrielle is... with an upside down it.
Yeah.
That's Atlanta video and film director. So yeah.
Or maybe it is Atlanta. I could be wrong.
Okay, but
yeah, because he's wearing the Atlanta Braves stuff. So I could be wrong. Not New Orleans, Atlanta.
So is he? But he's from here.
I don't know.
Maybe one of his parents lives there or something. Who knows?
No. Okay, let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
He can be
from there.
Who cares?
I mean, from here. Because remember, there's a lot of guys who they make a trip over to the States. You know, they shoot a video out there. You know what I'm saying? And
I would too.
Yeah.
Why not?
Swagger Wright did it. A bunch of guys have shot videos like in the States while they're on a trip.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? So
Slim De Niro did it.
Yeah.
I like it.
But let us know in the comments.
I like the video. You know the video is really
good. Yeah, the video's dope.
Are we going to play the song though out loud?
Yeah.
A little bit of it.
You got to run. You got to run some of that. Let me run some of that.
Sorry, YouTube.
Okay.
Hey.
Sure you want to get a face?
Hey.
What kind of face? Does she have makeup on?
What do you think about this, Gucci?
I like this though. I like how he's coming on his floor, and I like the beat, you know what I mean? And I like how he has the gal them. You already know Gucci wanna see the gal them, so you know, like,
he has none of the man them. So, just body. Yes. You don't even see face.
This guy doesn't even hear the song.
It's definitely a go for me.
Yeah, okay. Man. Big salute to Defendi on this track right here. Oh, Nana, did we get your opinion on this?
On the track? I mean, the track's all right. It's younger set type of track, you know, like on that bot. But definitely the video is a hit to me. I like his swag. I like how it looks. The image is there.
Okay.
You know? So big up.
Yeah, man. See? Nana Goody approved right there. You know what I mean? Big salute to Defendi on the tune right here. Number Defendi 6 in the country. But number 5, DKMN.
TKMN.
Or TKMN, yeah. My bad.
Sorry, B. I got you. You go, I got your name right.
Save. Hardaway.
Okay.
And let's pull this up. And
oh, this one's, Yeah.
This is some Ottawa mans I was mentioning off camera.
Shout out
too.
Ottawa. Shout out Ottawa.
613.
They show bare love.
Yeah, man. Big salute to Sleepy.
Yo, you got to let 13. Them hear this track after.
You give a little run.
Yeah, we can give it like
yeah, she like a little tease. Okay.
This is actually,
they know what they're doing.
All the songs on the countdown, the songs that actually sound like a radio.
It's a track. Yeah. It's a song. Okay. Y'all don't get the too much, man. Turn it up. Okay.
At least
that shit's hard, baby. Y'all gonna search that out.
Gutsy's gonna be a critic.
Talk to him.
I wish they could have got a guy that at least looked like Penny.
Oh, come on.
Man, where that's are you not important. Find that?
Or get
look
the doll.
Good the quality.
Get
that's
the Penny
a cinematic
doll.
View. Like,
yeah, at least get, okay,
that's
get,
a cinematic video. That's a
no,
really
no, no.
good
the
video.
Video's
quality.
Like,
that's
I'm just
crazy.
Being a hater. I'm just being a hater. I'm just
be
being
greater.
A hater. Get the Penny doll. Get the Penny. Like, if you know Penny Hardaway back in the day, he used to have his little doll and shit. Get that doll or something. You know, but the video's dope. I'm not even going to lie. The video's dope. Even the fact that they put in, like, shots of old school Penny and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that's
dope.
Enough homage. They want to make it about them, too. Like, yeah. You got to give the bad old video. Like.
No, but the video's a bop. The big song's up. A bop. I like this one still.
Yeah, like, TKMN Hardaway.
Yeah.
Shout.
What about you, Gooch? What you
yeah, got? It definitely has that bass, that thump. Like, yo, fam, you play that in the club, boom. Nah, I mean, in the car, anything. Like, it's just,
yeah.
It gives that feeling, that club vibes. You know what I mean? I like the track. Yeah. I like how you came on in the hard way. You know what?
I was going to give it to somebody else. I'll give this as my song of the week.
Okay.
This really comes
to
it.
This is going to be my song of the week.
It's definitely, I'm going to have to, I'm going to debate it out just now. Think about it.
It's my song. There's a reason why I said this is my song. Mm-hmm.
The video could have been better still, but really? The track wasn't hard. I mean,
what do you feel like difference? Or
like the way how the video man like shot it, like was just kind of like, it was kind of corny.
All over the place?
I mean, but nah, like, you
say
know,
it with your chest, nigga. Say it with your chest, nigga.
But you got no mercy.
Yeah.
I mean, nah, but they had the good idea to be by the basketball court and everything. But I'm just saying, like, the video man could have, like, you know, like, but no, it's a fire track. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Big up to TKMN on this. You know what I'm saying? The whole Ottawa doing their motherfucking thing. Number 5 in the country this week. But number 5. Moolah First, aka Moolah the First. Certified Driller Boy.
That's my song of the week.
Video of the week.
It's my song of the week.
I was going to make it song of the video of the week.
I think actually video, yeah.
But the video.
It's the video.
Is Cam H. The fact that he did that at the Cam H building, fam. Moolah, you are a sick.
I'm like 6-0 and finals.
You are a sick one.
You love that line right there. Okay. Here's one thing. for the American audience out here, because we got a lot of Americans who've been peeping us.
Yeah, you guys have to understand what's going on here.
Yeah, because a lot of people, I've watched even people do reaction videos, and they're like, Cam H, what is that? Like, it must be like some kind of like store or some place. Like, Cam H is the Center for Addiction and Mental Health. Okay, so that's the place where the crazy people go, or my bad, not crazy people. People with mental health issues go, okay?
An addiction.
I almost just fucking canceled myself after I said the correct way. But yes,
YouTube will cancel you?
I don't know. People might cancel us. But that's...
People are crazy.
That's okay. What that place is, okay?
Okay, so
next time, Americans, when you hear, like, if you hear Five or anybody say, yo, I'm Cam H, that's what we're talking about. That's our mental institution out here. You know what I'm saying? So just a little disclaimer.
Which, by the way, is not a good thing for you guys to be promoting.
But it makes sense now, you know what I mean? For the reaction videos. No IG. I'm pissed off. I'm not so
smiley. Stop. Yo. Okay. I don't think he's dissing.
Okay, hold on. Before we talk about the diss, he was okay on Monday.
Listen.
Mula was definitely okay on Monday.
What are you talking about?
He can face these niggas with no IG.
Okay, but no, I'm not... we're aware of that. All right. You got Drake following you, you got 40 following you, you'll be all right. That's this, and I made a news report. News
so
of
why
the
would
six.
You think that?
Me and Nana were talking behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I bought up the news report. I said, I think that low key that Mula is sending shot to Smiley.
I disagree.
I put you right under the bottom for thinking you over the top.
I don't think that's really what it is.
Thinking animal put him on rocks. Stop this. No, he's going at Smiley.
I feel like he's going at everyone. That's at OVO though. It's just like he's on one and he's comical with it, but it's not like
But he's sending strays.
Yeah, true.
So it's just like, all right, you're over there, Smiley, now, you're getting it. You're getting it too. While I send it at Drake, you're getting it now too. Not the other niggas, the niggas that are rapping, I'm gonna send it at.
Yeah,
you're picking up all these new niggas, Drake,
but
now?
Smiley's sick.
He is.
Smiley's on a wave. Why wouldn't you go after a man that's fly
because Mula,
and doing this thing?
Because he's Cam
A.
Competition.
No, because he's Cam A. He's not right.
he's not OM finals. Where's my title? I'm like,
okay.
I'm the hardest rapper in the DOT.
Yeah. And he's like, before
I can face these niggas with no IG.
And he's like, before the Rogers was in the sky.
Okay.
By the way, Americans need to understand these lyrics because they probably don't.
He's not right. You're not.
Okay.
He's not right.
But listen, this guy with the disses, I'm not saying it like, yo. When you see Smiley, it's a fucking on-site thing. It's just lyrical.
Yeah,
hey, you over there? Like, all right, hold one of these. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like just little light taps. No, you're not saying.
They're not lighters.
Well, he's not saying in the lyrics, yo, Smiley, yo, when you're
one.
Like,
you think he's waiting for someone to bite back?
It's when we're in the club. It's when you're in the club. It's. Oh, my bad.
No, I'm saying that you think
it's
like even
it's one of those ones. Fam, not a beef thing, but I'm out here.
No, but I feel like, do you think it's a way for like to see Mula? Like maybe Mula's trying to be like, yo, who's gonna reply? Like,
yes, you bite the bait.
Why would Smiley do that?
Who knows?
Would Smiley do
Drake,
that?
Drake did it.
He keeps on sending jabs at him.
Drake, he was sending jabs at Drake for like 2 years. Drake finally said, "Fuck it, fam."
Yeah.
Let me just send a little shot at you at a song that probably only Toronto people knew. That he was sending jabs. Americans were probably like, whatever, right? Academics had to point that out.
Mm-hmm. Nobody understands what's even going on if you're American.
Yeah. So even when Drake is talking about it.
But remember we said earlier, we're like, yo, they're not making it for everybody. They're making it for us to know, like from Toronto. Like, mm-hmm. It's Toronto music.
Okay, but I just wanted to, see what you guys thought about this, because I like I said, I did report it on News from the Six. I was by myself.
I don't care for beef shit. I think it's fucking corny, man. Them are all like in their way. They actually sound a lot alike too.
But music needs that lyrical beef. You need people to like just in Toronto, you need people to go back and forth in music and not have it with gun like
ending gunshed.
But why do we even need to beef though out here? Like everybody in the States is making money together and everybody else is out here is like fucking broke rappers or like your rappers that have chain and everything, but you're still hustling. You're not making that from fucking rapping, bro. You're grinding these streets still. And that's how you're getting your chain. But like that's how beef that's why needed. Canadian nah, artists are bitter. On, nah, but Canadian artists are bitter because they're not.
We are bitter. Some of us
they're
are
not
bitter.
They're not making. I'll say we're not making that bag off fucking music like that. People are going on OnlyFans and shit to make that money, and I'm not even hating on that. It's just facts. Like artists are on that because
Gutsy's OnlyFans forward and soon.
Gutsy's a freak.
We'll bring you the uncut.
I gotta say, what? I gotta say, this is my track of the week. So I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, this like, is yo, my track
I don't know Friday if you could like play a little bit more of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Title. I'm like, put it to the beginning, though. Bring it to the beginning.
Fam.
Shout out Mula, though. Shout out Mula. Shout out Smiley. Shout out
Friday, you have to cut all of this, fam. Only the audio needs to hear this. No, I'm saying, like, this. Let this run, fam. Yeah. I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody else, fam. This is hard, fam.
I'm telling Friday I'm going to make this his favorite track.
Fact. Well, listen. Idol just turned my whole thing is I already listened to the Drake track when I wasn't big on the Drake track.
Get my title.
Where's my title? I'm like 6-0 in finals.
Finals.
It's a classic, baby. Put this track on vinyl.
Man demolishes.
Get that up. That's light, though. Been outside since the Rogers was the sky dome.
Facts.
The sky dome.
He's going in.
Yo, yeah, those are real Toronto like related bars. Yeah. Like I can fucking
yo,
relate to
yo, he did it
shit.
Again.
He fam. Did.
No, fam. He
at
took
first I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
And
when
he went
dropped.
Harder than everyone on the original Drake song, fam. Yeah. He out-rapped originally Lil Baby the first time.
Fam.
And
Nah, I'm not gonna say that. I don't know about that. But yo,
okay, he didn't out rap them, but he made the track bigger. He made the track. He made that track bigger, and he's doing that with this one. Certified Driller is bigger than to me the Knife Talk.
This is like I feel like home. Like the way how
it's hard.
Yo, like if you wanna like. Know how a Toronto man rap? Just go to Mula's page, fam. Yeah. Or go to his YouTube.
Yeah, you if you want to study how to be like, a Toronto
you know
rapper.
That is the translator. Like, you know, like, trust me.
He's dope.
Yeah, he's got all the slangs.
He's just hard. Man,
most definitely. Most definitely.
When I first heard him, I did not understand what was going on.
Yeah, you
when like, I had to wait like four songs in. Until I caught what he was doing, fam. Like, you have to really be like, he's meticulous with his shit. I can tell you that right now.
He's so Toronto.
He's meticulous.
Just look at his face.
Look at him, dog. He knows. He's like an actor. He's fucking hilarious, fam. He's like, where's my title? I'm like 6-0 in finals.
And before we get off this too really quick, just entertainment. Yeah. Toronto needs entertainment. This is entertainment as fuck, fam. I don't
man's
want to
be
are.
So serious, act like balling shit. Like this man hasn't even. He's like, what? There was like that one video I think he had with all Louis bags and shit with him and the shorty standing there.
The thing about him, the thing about him, he's not gonna like certain artists. I'm not gonna call out no name like Tory Lanez or everybody sound like Americans. He's gonna give you the Toronto hardcore slang, nothing else.
But yo, there are
nothing
you know
else.
What? Mans so, from Toronto brought up ting. We made that shit like UK and Toronto made it a ting to say ting. Now all of a sudden, Drake's huge. He says ting, and everybody in the States is saying ting right now.
Yeah.
Well, or in it. In it.
Well, big salute to Mula first. You know what I'm saying? Big tune. A big favorite amongst everybody on the panel here. You know what I'm saying? Certified Drilla Boy.
Yeah.
But we're in the top three right now. You know what I'm saying? And big salute to the comment gang once again. You know what I'm saying? Y'all put your votes in a lot this week. But number three, Pac Boy Don and Boy Don or Bodon, OT Anthem.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull this up on the big screen.
OT. OT.
So this is what the man's there like. It look like they're like at a resort or some sort. You know what I'm saying? Niggas wearing the flowered shirt and shit.
Oh, this is the video with the fucking the grow up in the back. The niggas brought the grow up to the fucking music video.
Is niggas drinking Ace of Spades?
Is Ace of Spades the racist one?
No, Ace of Spades is the Jay-Z's shit.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm not feeling this.
It's not your tune right here.
That kills me.
For real though, it's not even anything. It's like, yo, shorties look whack. No offense. Shorties look weirdos. Whoa. Like, I'm not into it.
Tell me how you really feel.
Might as well. Let's get real. Now, the Puma hat. Get it off, baby. Take it off, baby. Pack boy done. You already know. Who's your man? I probably put him. I don't look like what I rap.
He put him in.
Nah, I'm not even trying to diss, but nah, I'll be hard on you still. I'm gonna be real hard on you. Take off the Puma. Take it off.
You see him, bro?
You see it, broski.
This is Bodon.
It's like, yo, I bought my shirt from H&M, dog.
What about Bodon?
Okay, I'll play a little bit of Bodon.
Yo, sure. And these are like the wearing from Barry. But I told you that we back on that same time. If his flow's hard. Squeeze it, my. His brothers over everything for life, and no, I'm not
leaving my so pack, boy. We gon' make it. All we need is time. Only me. So what? He looks more.
But his flow, his cadence is better than the other ones. Like sound. Like if I close my eyes, I don't see them. Like when I open my eyes, I'm like, who are they rapping? That's who's rapping. First guy doesn't do anything for me. Like as far as like his like flow. I don't know. It just seems like you guys into Airbnb. That shorty looks beat. Like, nah, you gotta check. I like bitches, so I gotta say a 1-2 about the shorties. Bro, don't put hair ever again. No offense, girl.
At least they have shorties, though. At least they have 1-2,
but like, nah, yeah, at least they have shorties.
It's probably last minute, yo.
Well, yeah, man. Big salute to Pack the Don and Bo Don. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
I like the video. I'm not gonna cap.
What? Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Yo, I don't know about that.
Okay. When we get these countdowns, I see beer niggas in the video. So the fact that they have girls in the video, I like that.
But
it didn't make the video for me because I do have a problem with. I just see girls just standing up, not doing.
They're like
it.
This.
Like that. I do have a problem with that. So I do see none of Goody's
killing this video.
I do see none of Goody's issue with the video.
The like, guy had good saying? Cadence. But, I don't fuck. What am I supposed to do? Like every song?
No. Listen.
Come on, mate.
We respect the honesty, and we're not. Listen, we ain't over
I'm
here.
A rapper, bro. I make music. I make all kind of music. So I'm not sitting here like I have no credentials or anything. Like at the end of the day, I love music. That's my life. But when I see like every 1-2, 1-2 man come out here, and it's like you're not even. This is not you, bro. Go,
holla at her.
Listen, Chadwick. Listen, Chadwick.
Okay, I'm getting off of this song.
But shout out Pac Boy Don and Bo Don.
Thank you, Betsy. But number two. Cass and Yaya Tango. My composure has just been lost today.
Tell me how you feel about this video,
like
Goody.
Everybody.
Episode 242.
While you're on it, Nana Goody, why don't you tell us just intro in this
Herbert,
video?
I don't want to be. I'm gonna see what you think. Actually, I want to see what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? What y'all think about this song? What they think about this song?
I think the video is cool, but I'm not a fan of the port shot because I feel like that's been overdone. Mm-hmm. The song, if you want my honest opinion, it sounds kind of dated.
Yeah, it sounds 2000, early 2000s-ish.
Yeah.
Right. Can't like them all, right?
You thought I was going to get up here and be like, oh, I love it.
Okay, my issue, does the song match the video? My issue again. When you hear go, when you play the song,
right?
Yell them. You know that I want you. Weird to yell them. Watch where you stepping in, baby. That's the culling
in. Party out of Medellin. You know what I be out. I agree with both of your remarks.
I was like, who said that for a minute?
My abbreviation for this is SNM. Hey. Say no more.
Gucci.
I love his chain though. The one man, but cute. Okay.
You got the Balenciaga shirt too. Holy, I need to get me some Balenciaga. And Gucci got Balenciaga. Jesus Christ.
I like the video though. Like, you know, like, yeah. It's shot good, you know
I like
what I mean?
It's repping our city. That's dope.
Yeah. Oh, you got the Louis shirt too. Yo,
fam. Got a nice boat and all that.
Yeah, but just throw one, two baddies on there, man.
There should be baddies. Yeah. But man, I need to stop renting boats with no girls. Come on, man. I see you when
they're
I'm
probably
on the
girls
with the girls
on there,
like,
but they didn't want to show them. I don't know.
Where?
But like,
come on, man. You're capping. We just took the drone view, just showed there was nobody on the boat.
Yeah.
It was just them.
My head keeps popping up there. It's cheesing.
Which one? Man.
My head.
But yeah, big salute to Cass. Big salute to Yaya. You know what I'm saying? Number two in the country this week. But let's get to the number one.
What is
Laneway Mafia? No Drama.
And this is the video.
That's the number one video in Canada this week. And big salute to Laneway Mafia. They're currently doing the We Love Hip Hop Takeover. On our website right now.
Is like best quality video they're voting, or it's like just
it's the comment gang. Our comment gang is it's just the people in the city, you know what I mean, fans of artists and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So
what up,
their
shout
fan
out
base.
Comment gang.
Yeah, man, the fan base came out super strong for them this week. Like when in the fucking Instagram, all I was seeing is Laneway.
They have a super strong fan base still.
Yeah. Sick. Yeah, that's one good
cultic
thing too.
Cultic followings.
Yeah.
Mandatory.
Yeah.
You need that. Yeah. You need that in the city. Again, not with these guys too. Not my favorite song from them, because I remember they dropped a track previously that I liked. I enjoyed their song.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, again, they had the shorties. That's one I like from. Give me shorties. Some shorties in the video, man. That's all. You have to understand.
It's
every motherfucking
I have fire baddies in my video.
It's not even that. We do this every week. And at least like what we've seen here, a couple of videos where there's no girls. And the songs should be, like, they should have girls in them.
Are they really rappers? Like, the lifestyle?
That's a good thing. Yeah. That's
are they really
too,
living
right?
that life? Like, or is it just, like, a bunch of, like, introverted
caution.
Men?
You see how they had the caution?
Social anxiety.
Did you just see how they were wrapped in caution
could
tape?
Could be, though.
The gal them were wrapped in caution tape. That doesn't...
Herbert, nah.
That doesn't float your boat in any way?
No.
Okay.
I like how you said float your boat.
I tried.
Well, yeah, man. Gucci, before we get off of this, what you think?
I like it still, you know. You have to have the gal, Gucci like that. But it's giving me that good vibe feeling, you know, like they could rap, you know, the beats are, you know, I like it.
Okay. Yeah, man. Big salute to Laneway Mafia. Big salute to Cosmo. Big salute to, holy fuck. Big salute to the Dread, you know what I'm saying? Yo, both of them doing their motherfucking thing, you know what I'm saying? Number one in the country this week. Don't worry, I don't got COVID. I'm double jabbed.
I'm not worried about them. They said he's double jabbed. It don't mean you can't give it to me.
Right?
They said I'm double jabbed.
Double backs, Rick.
Big up Chris.
But yo, let's get to these honorable mentions right here. Gutsy, you got this?
I got this week. Honorable mentions, Six Views, Uncut, Alumni, Bundog, Super Wasi, and Janie, Only Bands, hey. Trouble Team, Party in the Six, Northside Benji, Keep It Running, Little Monty, Foul, DJ Bats, and Drew Mills, Hilltop, Killer T, Six Views, Uncut, Alumni, Topic, Six Europe, Let's Go, Dally, Around Me, AYR, Swisha, Drill Talk, Is This Jungles, Lifestyle Freestyle, J6, Pack, Lee Keezy, Hothead. This is
it's like Jungle YYZ.
J Rippy with the Taj.
The Taj, Water.
Or with the AJ, I guess.
Drippy with Taj.
Drippy with Taj? I don't know.
Drippy Water.
Let us know in the comments. Is Gotti, All Right Man, H2OO. H2OO? Yeah, okay. That confused me. The legend Adam
the
Bomb. Five Shots of Whiskey featuring Frankie Payne.
Alumnus.
Fright Runner. VTYIMC. Whatever that means. Black Pixel.
Black Pichu.
Do this Friday because these are the Montreal ones. Don't even fuck with me, bro.
No. This is only Montreal.
Rock featuring Main Mill Cut.
Hey.
H or YK Glizzy Devil.
Thank you, and that's it.
And
that's
voila.
Thank you, Nana Goody, for
Put your bag like a bra strap. You know what I'm saying?
One more news story before we get out of here, or before we get to our break here. What's your result? Gucci, you got some backlash for some clickbait, my guy. Oh. So can we talk about that? And like, I want to talk about a couple of things. You got the backlash. Yeah. What was the title? And then let's talk about what really fucking happened in the story itself. Gucci gang, break it down.
The title was, let me look at it. Let me refresh my mind. Lil Durk, this NBA young boy on IG Live.
Right.
And then people know like what King Vaughn said before he passed away.
Before he passed away?
Yeah.
I want to know.
I don't know.
This
is the King Vaughn.
The thing about King Vaughn and NBA young boy, like, they both was, you know, dealing with a shawty. You know what I'm trying to say? I don't know who was it.
Do Asia Barbie?
I think it was Asian. Like, basically, King Von had Asian. And NBA Youngboy was, you know, going through the DMs trying to holler at her. And she was giving him play, you know what I mean? So, he kind of didn't like that because, you know, obviously, you can't have an X-Man, you know, artist talking to your girl. So they had a little situation before he passed away. So, you know, like I had to, you know, put him involved. But yeah, it was a clickbait for the people to, you know.
So what was your video about that got people so pissed? What was in your video?
It was pretty much nothing. Like Lil Durk just talking on the jet. But it's just the title that got people. Lil Durk, this is NBA Youngboy, because right now NBA Youngboy dropped the album. He's like super hot, and his fans came out ripping in the comments like NBA Youngboy is better. They didn't even watch the video. They just seen the title and they're just like, "Yo, NBA Youngboy is better. Dirk's jealous, this and that." So I was just like, "Wow!" Like you feel me? Like it just hit.
The animosity is real.
Okay, so. The real story, you broke down some of the real story.
Yeah.
What I'm really trying to figure out is how we can get a title out of this for the NBA Youngboy and Lil Durk. How we can get a YouTube title out of this.
I will say that NBA Youngboy probably is one of the biggest artists in the world right now, fam.
He's got a number one album on
the
Billboard.
The man has a number one album on Billboard and he's in jail, fam. Mm-hmm. He's not even able to really promote his album like that. Like that, his fan base is crazy. His fan base came out to a Toronto fucking bloggers page on YouTube to let them know that that he's better than Lil Durk. That's not crazy. Even watching the fucking video, bro. What is the video at right now?
46K going to 47.
In how many days?
3 days.
That's retarded.
Yeah, like
I apologize. That's messed up.
Yeah, even like one of the comments, a man's like, "Yo, this is a clickbait," and I just replied to him. I replied to him. I liked that. I replied to him. I started laughing. I'm like, "Yo, chill, bro." He's like, "Yo."
Yo, chill, bro.
And the man goes, "Yo, I can't even lie. This clickbait give you views though. But NBA Youngboy is better." And he still defended NBA Youngboy. So I'm just like, yo, this NBA guy has fans.
Well, that's a real beef though, for real. It's not like, okay.
Oh yeah, they do. Yeah.
The video that you have is just so Durk in the car.
Over Asian doll.
No. Like,
no, because Lil Durk is bridges with King Von.
Yeah, I know.
Well, technically, yes, it is.
I remember the person that killed King Von, NBA Youngboy signed him.
Mm-hmm. Condo Rondo.
Mm-hmm. It's a situation like, you know, like it's like they're both ops. Like Lil Durk can't rock with my boy because he's affiliated with the person that killed your brethren. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and they had a situation before. So it's like, if I mix them, like, you know, like, and they're both hot right now. So it's like Lil Durk is hot. Yep. NBA Youngboy is hot. So it's
top
three, I would say.
Is NBA Youngboy, Durk's not on his level.
Nah, no, I feel like
same level.
I feel like
what do you mean,
to me, I rock with Durk more.
You
it's
like
sorry, NBA listener
sorry,
though. Like,
NBA Young,
I'm just
NBA
saying,
Young Boy
artist,
has a lot of younger listeners,
yeah,
but that's and lying. That's of it's the majority. And I'll be honest, because those are the motherfuckers, not the kids exactly. Are motherfuckers, but those the people that are fucking playing that shit on TikTok and all this shit. And TikTok's taking over, yo. My advice to artists is get on your TikTok game now.
No,
I've been telling them.
It's crazy because he was even shadow banned on YouTube, they were saying.
Yeah.
And he's still hit number one on Billboard.
Yeah, he's fucking.
That is crazy.
He has the majority.
Yeah. That is crazy.
I'll be honest, Dirk is so.
No, I'm talking about NBA YoungBoy.
No, I know, like, but I'm saying Dirk is so lit. But yo, NBA YoungBoy has the majority.
Level.
It's a different level.
Yeah, that's what they've been saying in the comments.
Man outdid Drake in the fucking chart.
Yeah,
that's not an easy fucking task.
Ricky Drakeology is in the building. It was Drake's third week on the fucking Billboard. Come on, man. Let's relax.
It doesn't matter.
Like they're competing for first week sales. Like, come on now.
It doesn't matter. You didn't see Drake on Drewski's live last night? Like, he's shaking it right now.
But yo, like,
How's he shaking it?
But don't
you guys, the man's on live talking about, yo, he needs to sign somewhere else. Like, you know, he's gonna try and figure out his deal and stuff.
But
he lost the number one. He was just.
But don't you guys feel like it's due to him doing like life in jail? Because remember, he's on a serious charge.
He's not doing life. He's not convicted yet, though.
But yo, you already know him. He's in a situation, like a big situation, but not life. But like, you know, like obviously 10 years plus.
I think that goes back to our first original.
That's like he's not coming out for like 10 years.
It goes
years.
Back to our first original conversation where that's kind of a negative thing that they're pushing into
the media,
right?
What
NBA YoungBoy? They're pushing his narrative, him. Mm-hmm. Like, even when I go into my page in the Explorer, I see like NBA YoungBoy fan pages and shit like that. Like, it's nuts.
Everywhere.
So I'm seeing his situation is so negative that they're pushing it to the light.
Because
regardless if you look at NBA YoungBoy, you're going to see his charges. You're going to find out he's in jail. You're going to see the negative part of it too, right? So maybe that's going back to our first topic.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just Gutsy being conspiracy Gutsy.
Yeah. No, they push him higher in the algorithm, even if like the powers that be are trying to like shadow ban him and all that type of stuff. And his fan base is that strong that they're still going to go looking for him and still make him number one. That's how the strength of his
That's
fan
crazy.
Base, you know what I'm saying? But let me ask you one question before we get off of this topic here. Remember how we had the three-headed monster, okay? It was Drake, Kendrick, and Cole.
Yeah.
Now they're like the older heads, they're the vets, you know what I mean? They're all in their you know, early 30s or whatever. They're the vets for the young kids, right? Who is the three-headed monster for the young kids now?
You got to put Future there. Or is Future too old now?
I think Future is in a...
He's too old now?
He's like
I'll give
not
you
a
mine.
New artist a anymore.
I'll give you mine off top. Lil Durk, Lil Baby, and NBA YoungBoy. That's the three-headed monster right now.
Lil Durk's up there too.
He's been around.
He's an old head.
No, but he's still head. He's not an old head. He's
I think
like,
that blue
because,
guy.
No, because then if you do that, then
Lil Durk came
what's
out.
What's that guy that sings that song? She don't wanna go to sleep. She angry.
Young Blue.
That guy is me. I don't know. Nah, he's chill though. Like he's doing this thing. I don't
yeah,
know.
But I think he's more R&B. But I think he gives me like an LMA vibe.
Those are the top three.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like we
rappers.
See when LMA had
NBA
that
young
song
boy, Lil Durk,
for
and
like
who?
How many years?
And Lil Baby.
And Lil Baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be
hard.
It, but
that's,
like Lil Durk is like, he's not
that's,
a new, so,
yeah,
yeah,
that's hard.
Hard.
That's a hard, like, yeah.
The Baby, Lil Baby though, even. And then
oh, yeah, the Baby.
Because, yo, the Baby's been killing it. This like, yo,
baby.
I might
the
have
baby.
To be that one because Durk is too, he's been on here.
But the Baby might be.
Because.
The Baby might be fucked up from his fucking little.
Yeah. Nah, man, like he's boy. Good. Nah, he's blessed. Oh, he's blessed. He's
I would have put him. I would have put him up there until I see them start taking him off of Dewey Loophole songs.
But that's
they did him bad.
They did.
Bro.
They did. They did.
Okay, so you got the
Fuck
Baby,
that.
Lil Baby, and NBA YoungBoy. That's your.
Three. Yeah, I guess so.
What
yeah,
you got, Gachi?
I gotta go with Lil Baby. I would have put the Baby
I would say
in
Mulatto
there.
Or like Coil or Ray. Like these girls are killing it out here too though. There's like six-headed monsters right now, I think.
Yo,
I don't know, fam. It's a little bit different right now because I don't see anybody that has the game by like
the neck like
yeah,
that.
Like,
yeah,
it's,
those three guys
you
are
still,
fucking
because just
it
like
up.
I said, like when Future and Drake and all these guys drop, yeah. They still outdo a lot of these guys, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's too early right now to even say who the next one is. I just can't see. There's just so much.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like,
but no, that's a good
and
lineup.
And
too,
I don't listen to a lot of these guys.
Lil Baby, yeah. Derek.
You know who I would have said if. He didn't die. Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
XXX Tentacion would have been there.
X, oh but my not, God.
Yeah. Yo, honestly,
but he's the only person that really had the game like on a chokehold like that. Like, none of these.
X.
What about Yak?
His fucking, like, whoa.
Yo, honestly.
His shows were insane.
And he had a cult
like,
fan base.
Cult? Are you crazy? More than, like, cult. I don't even, what's more than a cult?
Yeah. I'm gonna, like, I'm gonna have to agree with Friday with that still. That lineup is hard because Lil Baby did his damage in the game. Everybody, like, love his. And right now, Dirk is, like, the voice of the streets. And NBA Youngboy is obviously top number one in charts. So, mm-hmm. I ain't mad with that. That one, that lineup is solid right there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let us know in the comments. Comment Gang Strong. I know this is, like, we don't usually talk about American stuff because, like, you know, we're the Toronto podcast, right? Mm-hmm. However, you know, I know a lot of y'all in our audience who, you know, who peep us also peep these different artists. So let us know in the comments, who's is the three-headed monster for the young generation right now?
That's so crazy. Like, I now that you said that, and I don't have a clue in my brain because I listen to so much Toronto.
I listen to those kids because of my daughter. And, like, my daughter listens to, like, Dirk. Like,
NBA Young Boy.
She listens to, like, Dirk. Not really. Like, I think so. But she's, like, more into, like, these kids are, there's a million underground artists. Those are who these kids are listening to. It's the underground rappers.
The ESTG.
Those guys. Not even these girls. Like, everybody that's underground. Like, that's what these kids are listening to. It's some trill music, too. Like, they're on one still.
That's a tough lineup because Chicago is doing it and Dirk is the voice of Chicago, voice of the streets. And then Lil Baby.
He always stays so new and relevant. Yeah. Like his rap is just so refreshing.
Damn, you see the track we played for the intro?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Pole at? You know? But now, I mean, like, yo, that's a solid lineup. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? There's other mans like Moneybag, yo. Like, there's other guys I rock with.
Good choice. Yes,
like, all those guys. But that's a top three right there. Like,
Moneybags on one.
I mean,
so.
I can't even knock those guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's cut to a quick break here, and we'll get back to some conversations. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of Lil Durk, I'm gonna play a track from The Voice of the Heroes.
So hold on. Lil Uzi Vert's an old head too now.
Yeah.
Now that he's an old head, I just feel that like
he's not doing it.
That's kind of, you know what? You know,
he's not. I know, I'm fucking around.
No, but he's one of the top guys, fam. You're not wrong about bringing him up. But, like, it's weird. He just wasn't brought up in this conversation, I guess.
Maybe he's not hot. He got dropped.
Man's not hot. But, yeah, let's cut to a
man's
break.
Man's not hot.
Man's not hot. I got a track from Lil Baby and Lil Durk, 2040. One of my favorites.
How you feeling, Friday?
I'm on my demon shit.
I'm doing donuts in my neighborhood, it made me feel good. I swear I would never do that shit again, but shit. I feel better with no IG, but I'm too big of influence to live your life. Don't try to make someone else happy, that shit might ruin you. All type of shit, I got stocks for me and my insurance. Had to put a wide body on the lamb truck, it looks sexy, calling me serious. Fucked up playing around, now I'm serious. I got 200 bands in each ear. I was damn near the man before I started rapping. These other niggas just capping. I can take the top off while the car going, call it getting ashed in traffic. I done reached another bracket, 8-figure taxes. I can't touch a bitch if she average. Any location, play, we getting at them. All this shit come and go, it don't matter.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
I'm a sick man.
Akna, ikna, danski.
Yo, Elay.
Hey,
we go get into
run
some
it up easy. Hey, yo. Let me hear that, KF.
Gang, 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 gang. She wanna be known, I wanna be in my zone. She wanna be known, I wanna be in my zone. Gang, I'm gonna kill my whole heart. I tell you about the song. I need a lady. Going too hard, I twist the lens. Maybe I can't be my end, it's crazy. Watch my friends.
Which one?
I hate this guy.
Which one?
Baby.
Big salute to Smiley.
Known. I wanna be in my zone.
I do.
She wanna be known. I wanna be in my zone. Rock. I didn't even trust my
own. This guy, you can't play that song around.
Big salute to Smiley. Let's get into our Smoke and Mirror segment right
hard.
Here. And big salute. We're over here once again, episode 242, over here at the Visionary Arts Center. Gutsy Guts in the building. Gucci. Gucci Gang in the building. And we got Nana Goody, Goody guest gang, co-hosting baby. With us today. You know what I'm saying? Where's my sound effects? I'm a little bit. So I was playing that song here in the intro or in the intro to our segment here, Smiley, because he has a really, really dope interview going on right now with Adam 22 over at the No Jumper podcast. Drives. You know what I'm saying? Big salute, big salute, big salute.
Go crack.
I'll play y'all a little piece of it here.
Go crack.
I'll play y'all a little bit of this here.
All right, we're filming, Jack.
Let's see.
You want to be known. You want to be in our zone.
Yo, big up the place really quick, really quick.
Hold on.
Say it again.
Boss Mighty Big, you know what time it is.
Okay. Fix.
All right, say that. I'm going to link you when the show's done.
Grace Lord.
All right, guys. Who's there?
It's just me, Gucci, Friday, and Nana Goody. Six.
What's poppin'?
Goody, okay, say that then.
All right, I'll link you.
All right. So I'm going to play a little piece of this interview here from the No Jumper podcast. Big salute to Adam 22. Everything,
but then it was still, so I dropped the video probably like a month or 2 months later, which kind of dropped the ball on that.
Put a sound effect on her.
My views was like, on that I probably got like 40K or 50K, something like crazy. It was just like, I felt like at that point, I'm just like, what am I like doing? Like, this is actually, that was the first time where I'm just like, you know, music thing is just like, is a vision now, like, you know, like fuck all the other shit, like, you know, this shit could actually work. So I came out now and I'm just there like, all right, I'm gonna take music serious, all this stuff.
I'm gonna play y'all a specific part I wanted to play y'all, cause Adam,
I wanna smoke a spliff and watch it.
Adam, let me play this off of my Instagram here.
I wish he would've posted on his
reach
page.
Its peak, yeah. But like, it was still like, yeah, so then we dropped the album, the mixtape, and then during.
My bad. Let me bring it over to the screen here.
Like, it didn't reach its peak yet, but like, it was still like, yeah. So then we dropped the album, the mixtape, and then during that time, like, it was bubbling up, and then it got the attention of Drake and stuff, and then he followed me on Instagram. And then that was their first, like, me knowing, like, oh, this guy's listening. And actually, no, before that was that same Nine on Me song, Boy Wonder.
Right.
Shout out Boy Wonder and Simon.
Because I was just watching your interview with We Love Hip Hop. Shout out to Freddie.
Uh-huh.
Freddie.
Adam.
Freddie.
I thought we were cool.
Shout out to Freddie.
Adam, you're mad, though. That was fucking hilarious. This guy said, shout out to Freddie.
He didn't even like
full
stumble
confidence
in.
Full confidence. Like, yo,
fucking. It's Freddie, right?
Your name, Freddie.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my bio name to Freddie now.
And yo, Adam, that's
you know
hard.
What he was thinking?
I mean, you can't.
You know what he's thinking?
You couldn't blame it.
He was thinking Friday the 13th. So he was probably Freddie.
Halloween?
But it was lit.
But Freddie Krueger's not Friday the 13th, though. That's Elm Street, right?
Freddie. Yo, Adam kills me.
Well, okay, but besides.
Shout out, Freddie.
Besides the fuck up. What y'all think, yo? He's doing big things now. We got the Drake stimmy.
I got a question for you, Nana Goody.
So,
is Smiley a mainstream artist? Or is he still a Toronto underground artist?
Nah, he's mainstream now. His shit's like viral, that one track now. But I'm hoping that he keeps going though, because I'll be honest, the track, what's it called? I don't even know what it was called, no offense.
Over the Top.
Okay, yeah, Over the Top. So that track's hard, and like people I noticed on social media were like videotaping themselves working out or just doing shit or whatever to that his song. Part.
Yep.
Though. Like Americans and shit like that. And I was like analyzing, I'm like, that's pretty dope. They're taking grasp to like our sound. They really are. Like, plus we have the UK that's kind of backing our sound too. So it's kind of like going everywhere, no?
And you have people like Adam that will support it.
But it doesn't go everywhere because I still feel like Americans don't fully want to push it.
Nah, they will still. Because look how they're like, what's his face? Put Pressa on. Made Pressa open up just recently. I forget his name. My bad. It's too much going on.
Okay, interview show?
Nah, he let Pressa open up for a performance.
Post Malone.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Isn't it? Wasn't it Post Malone?
Was it Post Malone?
I can't remember if it was Post Malone, but I think that's more of a label thing.
Anyways, I don't think it was Post Malone.
I think more the media and the bloggers, like unless a Toronto artist is doing something out here crazy.
We're bopping, though.
Like, don't get me wrong, like the artist will be good. Like Smiley will do the right things, he'll get the right investments, and he'll like financially be good. But I think the media does not want to push out a bunch of these guys from across there.
Those are Drake's people, though. Like, if you really look at it, like, Drake co-signs Pressa, he co-signs Smiley. So it's like, when you're that big and you're Drake and you're co-signing, like, motherfuckers are going to put endorsements under these tracks now, and they're going to be doing things. And Smiley's getting a bag off that shit just alone. Like, yo, you know how many like streams that shit probably has?
No, of course.
I'll tell you right now.
Plays and replays.
51,049,448.
That's just on his page. We're not talking about.
And that's just the Spotify streams.
Yeah, but we're not. Are we talking about TikTok and like
YouTube and all that?
Exactly. Those stupid.
I know, but no music video.
That's good.
So even if he drops a music video, that's gonna be another like fucking 50 million bad. Fucking views.
But again, he'll be good. Don't get it twisted. Like Smiley and Pressa will be good. But what about the other artists that are not getting that Drake cosign? It's a little bit harder for them to get this kind
of
attention.
There's a lot
right?
of artists. So like, look at Jesse Reyes and like, people like even Tory Lanez, they do it on their own. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think that it's hard to really get that notoriety in the industry. It's just you have to really, like, come hard. If you know you make noise and you know you're, like, reeling in, like, you got to, like, multiply and take advantage at one time.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is every rapper should be planned.
No, but that Drake stimulus also, that definitely helped with Smiley. But, like, you said some good points, like, Jesse Reyes, Tory Lanez, Daniel Caesar.
That was I got stumped on that.
Right. There's a few other people who made their way through.
You want to know what's funny? People that kind of dipped into like the R&B bag though. You have Pressa and Smiley that
Tory
are just strictly
started rapping
rap,
as
though.
Fuck though.
I know. Don't get it twisted. Tory can rap his ass
Tory
off.
Tory started rapping.
But like Pressa and Smiley are just rap. They're not tapped into like a R&B bag or like, you know what I'm saying?
But
where they can
do melodic
make,
rap, fam.
Yeah, but it's just
Toronto
different
rap
with
is melodic
them, though.
Rap.
But with them too, it's just different where they're just like, they're just
isn't
grimy, slutter.
I wouldn't call Smiley that.
He's not melodic. He's more like on his own.
Pressa can
you know
do
who he
melodic,
reminds
but.
Me of? Juice Man, Gucci Man's old side.
OJ the Juice Man?
OJ the Juice Man. Yo, he. Gucci Man, make the check.
Quarter brick.
Quit
my shirt
pound,
off.
Have a pound, whole pound, okay.
But this is a super good look for Smiley though. Like for him to get on Adam paying attention to him, I'm pretty sure like more looks will come. And yeah, just like you said, when the music video comes out, like that will add to it, of course, right? So Smiley's in a super fucking good place,
he's
bro.
In a situation.
And I like the fact that he really bigged up Pelham. He bigged up Black of the Dawn in there. Like he did a lot of shit for Toronto in this interview, bro. Like
yeah. Also,
really quick. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of his of Adam 22's interview with any of the Toronto artists. This is probably my favorite one. Because I didn't like the Chromas or fucking the Pressa interview. I'm gonna be real. I didn't like those interviews.
One thing I'll say about
this: we had better interviews. No diss to Adam.
This is only Smiley's second interview. Also, be aware because he did the one with us.
Oh, I was gonna ask what was the other one.
Yeah, he did the one with us, and then this is it.
You think so?
Smiley voice. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like
actually
we'll see if he goes on another like on a bigger run, like if he just does this and he stops, or like you might see him pop up on fucking Hot 97.
Yeah, I never know.
Yeah, double check because I might be wrong. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there's an interview with his homies, but there's not one with him, because even when I was researching for his interview, and that was like 2 years ago now,
there's a full interview You love
hip hop. That's it, fam.
Yeah. No, there's another one.
Something to
after
Capital Culture.
This is 1 year ago. No, don't worry. That's That's what you see with Wheeler.
Oh no.
There's a couple other ones, but
there's a couple other ones now, right?
Or big up Push the Wall. Okay. That's an interview with Smiley and MK Soul Live playing Mario Kart.
That was like what, a year ago, I said.
It was a year ago. So big that up. That's big. But okay. Yeah, he has a 1-2, but
we were the first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're the first podcasters to interview Smiley.
No one exists.
You know what I'm saying?
So we are.
And we interviewed him at the OVO studio. What, nigga?
He's like, bitch, I'm Mike.
No, I'm playing. Shout out to
Team Real Estate.
Hey. Talk your shit, nigga. But yeah, man, big up to Smiley on that one right there, man. You know what I'm saying? We're really, really proud of you. You know what I'm saying?
We work it.
We're watching you and we're championing you through this fucking hip hop game right now. You know what I'm saying? One more story I want to get to here before we get out of here. Who was K Showtime?
Yeah, he popped out of nowhere.
He didn't pop out of nowhere.
No, he was doing his thing from before.
That's what I keep telling these guys. They just don't pay attention to street ball like that. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
You guys ought to stay on the underground Canadian rap that's coming up.
But he's not a rapper. He's a ball player.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking
she's capping.
No, I'm not. What are you talking about? I'm thinking the wrong person. That's all. No, I thought you were talking about that little, he looks Spanish or whatever, and he just
No.
Okay, this
money. Not K-Money.
K-Money.
That's Casper, you mean.
No.
But no, K-Showtime is a basketball player still.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been seeing him popping up in our analytics, to be honest, right? I look in the analytics and I see different videos that our audience is watching. Yeah. And I keep on seeing K-Showtime versus Cam Wilder, K-Showtime reaction.
Cam Wilder's a waist suit.
Okay, so I'm going to play a little bit of this video here.
And the white youth that the man has, fam, doesn't make sense. Jesus, can you turn this down a bit, brother? God damn.
That's hard.
Okay, where is this?
I'm not sure.
This is in Toronto?
I'm not sure if this one's in Toronto. Could be.
Yeah, they're all in Toronto. They're all in Toronto.
No, but he does go to the States sometimes, though.
But nah, this one.
Whoa.
Toronto.
So Cam Wilder is the white youth?
The light skinned youth.
Holy. Okay. I'm going to have to chop this for YouTube. But yo, so what's going on? Because you guys are saying he's been around, but I've been seeing him popping up more than anything lately. Like, because it's all over the place.
Because he's getting the shout outs with the social medias now. So he's been doing his thing, getting the attention, getting the street ball runs, going to the stage, coming back. Like he's bringing that street ball. Because people would say and one, but I wouldn't even say and one. Like, this is some street ball shit that he's really vibing with, fam. But he's just bringing back a different energy. And I think Six Buzz, Drake, everybody has gained attention to him. So they start bigging him up.
Yeah.
Drake beat Tory Lanez the other day and he's like, yo, okay, Showtime. Like, I'll food you and the next man. But don't bring the white you, because he saves you, he bails you out and shit. Like, he's getting that kind of attention, so now more people, Drake, just like, you know, the Drake stimmy. That's pretty much
Drake stimmy,
fam. It's, I hate to bring her up, but she's a perfect example of the Drake stimmy too. If Drake mentioned you a certain way, you will get attention forever. Debbie can get attention no matter what, fam. All she had to do is go bug this guy and he had a bad basketball game and he called her out from it. And because of that, like, Debbie can delete her page and still go get how many thousands of viewers back? Because
she can get a 30K quick, fam.
Because that's a Drake stimmy. And this guy's doing actually something positive. Like, he's actually going out there playing basketball, getting young people. Look at the audience right there. That's all going to play basketball. They watch the man play. Like, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, it's not like the ATC, like, holy. Yeah.
That death was that. Death was that, B.
Okay, let me pause this for a second.
Where is that?
It looks like
maybe in the downtown, in the fucking,
yeah, by the CNE.
Yeah.
Look at the view count on this. This is from October 4th. It has 171,000 views on it.
Yeah. Because he's tapped into an audience, fam. There's he's trending, but he's also like, there's an audience for this. Like, certain people just have an audience for this, and it's just energy. Like, his energy, his persona, everything he about him off, is like, he comes off. Yeah, fam, he comes off like, yo, I'm gonna come out here and I'm fucking ripping you guys head off. Yeah. And he's doing it more times, fam.
Fam,
the way look at him, watch him, watch him. What do you mean, fam?
So is this guy like an NBA hopeful? Yeah, like, huh? Is he an NBA hopeful?
I'm not sure. I hope so.
He will be.
He should be, like, for the amount of, like, I don't know.
But it's different, like, and street ball is totally different from ball ball.
Yeah.
Like, don't get it twisted. Like, that's a little bit different, right? That's why I'm saying he's bringing the street ball. Like, he's tapped into a market. Just like, remember when An-1 blew up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was such a big thing. Yes, the DVDs. There's video games of that shit, bro. Like, the pants. Motherfuckers in jail wearing An-1 fucking.
That's Killy right there. That's
Yeah, he's playing with Killy. He's playing with Killy.
But, yo, it's
Killy the rapper?
Yeah. Yes.
Killy.
I kept on seeing Killy in the titles. I'm like, is that Killy the rapper?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's playing with Killy. He's
acting.
He's bringing out the artist, them, you know?
Yeah, that's Casper challenged him and shit.
That's what I'm seeing. But Drake challenged him. Yeah, so, like, you're getting, but that's what I'm seeing. Like, you're getting these big people that are paying more attention to you now. So now people like us are like, or not people like us, people more like you that wouldn't be paying attention to, like, the sports side of it are like, yo, who the fuck is this K Showtime guy?
Yeah. Like, I told
you, I rate it still, cause like, he's a person that other people can look up to. Like, yo, I don't have to make it to the NBA. I could street ball, make a YouTube, and, you know, start making money, like, make his own way, his own path. You know what I mean? So you don't even have to go to NBA. Yeah, you don't have to go to NBA to be famous and making money. You could be a street baller like K Showtime.
Exactly.
Make your money from YouTube and be famous, and everybody looking up to you like, yo. Like, you know, like,
remember, they're gonna pull, the people will pay him to come out now when they have certain basketball events.
Yeah, you get endorsements too.
I'm pretty sure he's already getting it. Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
Well, fuck. Like, look, what's his YouTube channel at right now? 155,000 subscribers.
That's crazy. Just for being a street baller, bro.
Right? Like I'm a let me get.
Yeah, it's like 170 plus views on each video right now.
Yeah, that's mud.
Now look how many videos are on this channel.
Crazy.
That's mud. He's doing other things too, like dating girls.
But that's what I was telling Friday. Like, he does, like, he's been doing this. Like, it's not an overnight thing. Like, it's really not an overnight thing, fam. Like,
Let's take in one of these other videos here. Tinder.
No, look, that one right there.
Oh, alumni.
Oh my god.
Saji, salute.
He has Saji on it?
Yeah.
That's K Showtime's thing?
No. K Showtime set up this guy. Don't you remember when this guy was on with Wendy?
Be above 8 inches.
Remember he was on with Wendy and Wendy's like, yo, why did you let Saji diss you? And da-da-da-da-da. Yes, fam. This is why I've been telling you, he's been doing this from time, fam. He's not new to this, bro.
So this is K Showtime's
video. This is he set this up.
Wait a minute. This is February 2021.
Yeah, it's fresh.
That's where I was born.
So he's not even, K Showtime's not even in this video.
No, he just set it up. He knows both of them and he set them up on a blind date.
That's how he's feeling.
Just to get, I don't want to be putting out their business, actually. It's not my place to be putting out their business. Yo! But I'm just saying what happened in the video. I'm not going to say what happened.
He's a sicker man still. I ain't going to lie. Yo, but you know what's funny? This video is at 76,000 views, okay? you know, Ricky Analytical in the motherfucking building. But this is at 76,000 views. The other one that's just from a week ago is at 100-something thousand already.
Because he has a Drake fucking cosign for the basketball. That's different.
But I'm also showing you the basketball is what's really taking off beside other videos.
Yeah,
you know
because he's doing something that people are actually entertained with. Fam, he's on the ball court, but scrapping with niggas, bro. Like, they're looking like they're ready to fight. And
they want to see him because this is his YouTube channel. They don't want to see no one else but him, right?
Yeah.
Like, yo, That makes sense.
Well, yeah, man. Well, fuck, man. I just wanted to get a little bit of clarity on this guy.
K Showtime.
Forward.
Yeah, man. Let's get an interview popping, fam. If you catch this video, Instagram, YouTube, audio, somebody send this over to him. You know, we need you to pull up to the hip.
I thought he was a rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
He actually is. What's funny too?
I thought he was a rapper.
What's funny too? And he actually has a diss song too, Mr. Cam Wilder.
And K Showtime, if you do pull up, I'm gonna get like one of those mini basketball like nets, and we're gonna do a shooting competition.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And I'll bet you 150
or you know
bucks.
What? Fuck that. Okay. No. We real niggas. We go pull up on their block.
Wow.
Let's go pull up on the street and in whatever ball court he's at.
That's too much. We get a small little name.
I will call Bingo. You need backup? We'll go call Bingo.
Don't go.
Oh, man.
The ankle's a little mash up, but don't worry. I got you guys.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, big salute to K Showtime, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk soon.
Yeah.
Let's pack it up for the night here. I'm gonna line up a tune here from the man himself for our outro. Let's get our social medias and all that good stuff and hit the road. Nana Goody, give the people your social media, all the places you want the people to find you, all that good stuff.
Nana Goody on this everything. We do YouTube, TikTok, all that. NANNAGOODIE. Yeah.
Okay,
Goody gang.
Yo, thank you for coming through, yo.
Yes, thank you.
Gutsy Guts.
The Gutsy Show on Instagram, Mr. Gutsy Guts on Twitch, The Real Gutsy Guts on TikTok, Gutsy Guts on YouTube. Make sure you go subscribe and, you know, Six Views TO all social media platforms. So look forward for that Traplore Ross video dropping on Monday morning, fresh off the press, man. Super dope. And yes, thank you, Nana Goody, again. Broski.
Broski. But yeah, it's your boy Gucci. You can find me on my personal page, Gucci416. You know what I mean? Support is get me to 11K, be 200 more followers. And you can find me on my business page, ClearStar Studio 6. And yeah, get that to 6K. You know what I mean? Just a 1K more followers too. And yeah, shout out to Chris for holding down ClearStar Studios. You know what I mean? 100 more subscribers to 1K. So you already know. Shout out to the people. Gucci love you. Gang.
I'm so proud of you. Like, look at him. Oh my God.
Balenciaga Gucci. Yeah, man. Good episode. You know what I mean? Number 242 in the vault right now.
Hey. These are nonstop.
Yeah. We're getting old. Hit us up on all our social media platforms, or hit me up on all my social media platforms, Friday Ricky Dredd, DRED. Hit us up on everything else where you need to hit us up for our website, welovehiphop.ca. If you want to book some time, Visionary Arts Center, all correctly spelled on Instagram. I'm going to take us out here with a two.
Yo, did you see I got one?
Which one?
We Love Gutsy Show.
Oh, yeah.
Has he pulled up on any of your lives yet?
No, he tried to follow. I was like, wait a minute. I think he actually caught me on a comment. I might have commented under a post. And I was like, wait a minute. That's not Gutsy. But yeah, salute to the We Love Gutsy Show. I'm going to take us out with a track from K Showtime. This is the Trouble Team, Party in the Six, Cam Wilder. This.
Yeah, this is on track.
Yeah,
put the video up on the screen right here.
Bunch of fucking preteens turning up. That white youth bails them off.
You love hip hop.
What is going on with this?
That white youth is not fair.
That sample is crazy.
Smoking all that camp pack.
Jeez.
My city moving crazy, have to run him down. Try to do a lay on me, set the out of bounds.
Hey.
Baby boy, man, boy with them air balls, hard to tell. We lock that shit up, free can the boy up in the cell.
We see a takeover, we taking that shit. Man, we done got cam, check him off the list. Cut them boys up, think they need a stick. Trouble, trouble, trouble team, man.